Make up your mind. Decide to walk with me around the lake tonight. Around the lake tonight. By my side.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Club Kingsnake Web Radio, and today we have Vaden Todd Lewis, who's the current lead singer of a band called the Burden Brothers, and he's the former lead singer of a band called the Toadies, which is an incredibly huge, successful Texas band that kind of went on a hiatus a few years ago. And Todd is back with the Toadies, and the Toadies are going to be doing some shows here this winter. How are you today, Todd?
Doing great. And you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm looking forward to your shows here. You played a couple Toadie shows right before South by Southwest, and they both sold out, and I couldn't get in. How are the sales going for this show?
I don't have them right in front of me, but it seems like it's going okay. No cause for concern.
You seem to always have a good hardcore audience for your work down here in Austin. Anything you can attribute that to in particular?
Austin kicks ass. That's all I can think of. I mean, it just music fans. That's just people know good music down there, I guess.
You're doing, what, 5 shows in Texas over the holidays, right?
That sounds right.
Okay. I know you're doing Austin, you're doing Houston, you're doing Grand Prairie, San Antonio, and Corpus Christi.
Right.
What was the motivation for getting back together to do this series of 5 shows, and who all is getting back together?
Well, it's the same lineup since we started doing shows in 01. Me, of course, first and foremost, the most important guy. I don't know what I'm talking about. Mark Rizicek on the drums, who's been with us on all the releases, Clark Vogler, who's been with us since 96. I guess it was. He was on Hell Below Stars Above. And on bass, Mark Hughes from Baboon, who's been performing with us since 01.
Are you guys going to do any new material, as it were, or Burden Brothers material? Is it all going to be the old Toadies classics?
You know, I don't know yet. That would be a good thing to have an answer for. But we're going to definitely have a good chunk of what people consider the classics, and because I know that's what people eat up. So we're trying to make everybody happy.
Now, you guys released a live DVD of one of your performances from, what, was it earlier this year?
It was a live CD.
Oh, a live CD. Okay. How has that been selling?
Well, yeah, it was cool. We did the St. Paddy's Day earlier this year, although it seems like 100 years ago, but earlier this year, St. Paddy's Day in Dallas, and they disc live taped it and mixed it, and we sold it.
Who are some of the influences that have helped you build that characteristic sound? What are some of the influences that got you to that point?
I came up listening to just rock and roll, just radio, classic rock stuff. And first weird record I got into was the Talking Heads. I just got kind of bored with hearing guitar solos and stuff, and I wanted to kind of move away from that and just see what else was out there. And wound up listening to the Talking Heads, and that stuff just really blew me away. It was so different and unique. And then after that, the Pixies were a huge influence. Good stuff.
Looking at some of the song titles, like Possum Kingdom, there's a certain Texas flair to your music. Have you worked much with Texas musicians, or is there anybody in Texas that you particularly find interesting?
That is a good question. I tour so much that when I get home, I don't go to see music. I hardly ever do. I mean, I went out to a benefit earlier this month, and that's about all I'm going out. So that's a good question.
earlier in your career, you worked with some people like the Butthole Surfers and White Zombie and Bush and Red Hot Chili Peppers on the road. What was it like to work with some of those bands way back then in the early 90s?
Hit and miss. I mean, most everybody you meet on the road is just really good people. You run into some people that have kind of hangouts and they don't want to be spoken to, and they just want to be in their own little place, and that's fine. Go do that. But for the most part, people are just genuinely cool and enjoy musicians and what they do.
When you're out on the road with the Burden Brothers, do you get recognized as that guy from the Toadies a lot?
Yeah. It's funny because this last year we spent almost a full year touring on this last record, and we were opening up for different acts and just doing our own shows and just trying to raise awareness and just beating our ass all over the country. And at this one particular show, I can't remember where it was, I'll say Philadelphia because I can't remember the town, so it was Philadelphia. And we played the set and got done with the set, and after we got done with the show, we always go to the merch booth. So the Burden Brothers were all back at the merch booth, and the other act was just about to get started, and this guy came back, and he had already bought a couple of CDs of ours. He'd never heard of us. He came to see the headliner, and he walked up, and he goes, "Dude, I don't want to freak you out, but you sound just like that dude from the Toadies." And I thought that was kind of cool. I don't know why I thought that was cool, but it was. Because I am that dude.
You are that dude. Yeah. What's your worst horror story from the road?
Oh, Jesus. There's too many to name.
No Phil Spector stories in there.
No, we haven't had any gunplay. We've just played every venue. I've played, it just seems like, every venue there is, all the way from arenas, well, starting at the other end, from the bare light bulb getting electrocuted when you touch the mic place, all the way up to arenas. So it's just bizarre and cool and weird seeing all these places.
Do you prefer to perform in a big venue or a small venue or a medium-sized venue, or do you have any particular venues you really like to play at?
Well, Stubbs is always good. That's a favorite. And the Austin Music Hall, I've had good times at. I understand they totally rebuilt it, so that'll be interesting to see how that goes. But yeah, I mean, as far as which one I prefer, they really have their own magic. I mean, if you get in a club scenario, you have a lot more immediacy and intimacy, and people are just right there, and that's really killer. And the flip side of that is you get to a bigger crowd, and they're feeding off each other as much as they're feeding off of you, and it's that much more energy, so that's cool. You know, with the bigger venues, that you're going to get better gear usually, so that's a good thing. But yeah, it's as far as the energy goes, there's always, you just kind of learn how it's, you just kind of learn what to expect.
If you had to do it all over again, would you be a rock and roll star?
I wouldn't be a CPA.
Okay.
Because I'm not good at that.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know. I consider myself a musician, so and nothing else. I like to write, record, and perform music for people. That's my job, and I get a big kick out of it, and I can't imagine doing anything else.
Well, Vaden, I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule. I know you've got a bunch of interviews out there today. Once again, this has been Vaden Todd Lewis of the Toadies and the Burden Brothers. The Toadies are going to be playing here in Austin here in December, and they're going to be playing in Houston, San Antonio, Grand Prairie, and Corpus Christi. Tickets are selling fast. Last time they played here, both of their shows sold out, and I couldn't even get in, so... Vaden, thank you very much for stopping by.
Well, thank you. I'm sorry you couldn't make it in there. Looking forward to seeing you at this next show.
Well, you'll definitely see me. I'll be the guy with the snake shirt on.
Snake shirt. Okay.
All right. Thank you very much, Vaden.